From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in pledging allegiance to what they called the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. His emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Monday that there was hard work ahead, even though progress is being made by the Syrian Democratic Forces against IS. A commander of the SDF had announced the start of the offensive on Sunday to gain control of Raqqa. The Pentagon defended taking on operations in Mosul and Raqqa at the same time. Cook told reporters the coalition has been applying pressure on multiple fronts for some time. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town east of Mosul for weeks ahead of the assault. As they entered the city, they exchanged heavy gunfire with IS forces. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is almost over. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton went on marathon campaign swings Monday. Trump headed to five states, including Florida.
And they say we'll get a tremendous amount of credit, win or lose. I said, no. I don't want any credit if we lose. I'm not looking for credit. I'm looking to make America great again, not credit.
Clinton had four stops in three states Monday. Here she is in the eastern U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Now, I have spent my public career fighting for kids and families and standing up for our country. And if you give me the privilege of your vote tomorrow, that is what I will do every single day of my presidency.
U.S. political surveys continue to show Clinton with a small, consistent edge of about 2 or 3 percentage points in the national popular vote. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security in the city, which will be hosting election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
And we know that the eyes of the world will be on New York City. We have an obligation not only to the people of the city, but to this country, to make sure that tomorrow, all through the day, and particularly tomorrow night, goes smoothly and goes well.
Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died Monday from complications from Parkinson's disease. She was 78 years old. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. Top U.N. climate official Patricia Espinosa spoke to delegates at the start of the two-week meeting in Morocco.
No politician or citizen, no business manager or investor can doubt that the transformation to a low-emission, resilient society and economy is the singular determination of the community of nations.
The immediate task for delegates is to write a rule book, including how to measure and report emissions. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has overwhelmingly won a third consecutive term in office. Official results were announced Monday. Mr. Ortega captured more than 72% of the vote in Sunday's election, beating five challengers. The ruling Sandinista Party appears to have regained its domination of Congress. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were also higher. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.